It's the twilight of your lifetime, and you know the end is near.
Gotta find her and remind her why she's waited all these years.
She was ages, just a number.
Forgot. And welcome back to Bachelor of Hearts presents Senior Studies, the Golden Bachelor podcast that asks the question, are they going to have to televise the Golden Divorce?
I, Gary, cite irreconcilable differences against you, Teresa, to be my lawfully annulled television fling.
Oh. It's, I mean, is it too soon? I don't know.
Maybe Teresa Greener on the other side of the fence, you know? Bad.
One this can is... only hope.
This is the Bachelor of Hearts Presents Senior Studies. We are here with an emergency mini-sode to discuss the Golden Divorce.
That's a Xavier pretty good siren, right?
Sounding that alarm for maybe 18 straight hours since we first learned of this news. You were in a movie. It was a nightmare for everyone, I heard.
Yeah, So I got the news. Let's break it down. This is obviously the most important thing. I got the news last night, restless night, couldn't sleep,
yep.
checking tweets when I shouldn't have. And that did not help me, catching those hard to pin down Z's. But then I've kind of just been sitting with it all day and rolling it around in my mind like Sisyphus. Just, you know, I rushed home from a movie so that because this was the only time we could record. It is now like, 18 hours after the events took place. Rushed home from a movie, IMAX, bullets flying everywhere, very rattling experience, Civil War. It's a 2.5, maybe a 3 out of 5 if you ask me, but very distressing, but not as distressing as this news that we are here to unpack together and hopefully come to a place of greater understanding, or, you know, to find our peace with what is a very arresting event.
Listeners, you know how it works. Max Quinn, me, Xavier, R, and them. Before we go any further, we are recording on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. Our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land today. We're going to talk about the Golden Divorce. We're going to get all our feelings out on the table. We will present a timeline of events, but I gotta come off the top rope with this first, okay? So that you know, and so that we know what happened, this is what happened. Appearing together on Good Morning America.
Oh, they're together. Well, my worst fears, never mind. You know, everything's gonna be okay.
Gary Turner and Teresa Nist claimed to have separated amicably.
Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked closely at our situation, our living situation, and so forth. We've come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
How much time, Xavi? I'm really glad you asked. 98 days.
Are we going to get in trouble for using that actual clip of his actual voice on the actual Good Morning America broadcast?
I've been really working on our time away. I thought, you know what? There's going to be a time when Gary needs to come back, and this is way sooner than I thought it would be.
Yeah, so I guess my big question that I have leading into our discussion of everything that has gone down is, you're right to mention that it has been a moment since we last checked in. The last time we talked about this couple was, of course, at their wedding, their televised. Well, we weren't there, but during their just after their wedding was televised, yes. We did a podcast about it. And then what we did after that is we turned our attention elsewhere. We looked in on, and we are still looking in on, the exploits of a popular American footballer from the year 2016, known as Travis Kelce. Do you think it's possible that whilst we were paying too much attention to Travis Kelce, we have neglected our golden friends, and that is why, you know, their crops have withered in the meantime?
Look, let's be honest. I think their crops were withering from the get-go. Like this, let's just call it what it was. Here is where I'm at with this. Right now, at this point in time, I think this was a shotgun wedding for a pair whose Sam was already falling through the hourglass.
Wow. That's a pretty hot take, because I really feel like we were there for it during the series.
Yep.
We were there for it during the Golden Wedding. And I think at many points, we were genuinely touched by their connection and their romance.
Truly, we found so much good in this show. But for the relationship, the marriage to last less than 100 days, it says fraud to me. It speaks untruth to everything that I feel like I had believed about this series. And to that end, I was reading up on some of the commentary about The Golden Bachelor while the show was airing. Okay. In December, Ben Lindbergh, who's a senior editor for the sports and pop culture website called The Ringer, wrote that The Golden Bachelor had breathed new life into the franchise because of the authenticity it offered. We were led to believe that finally, this time, it's real. We've been doing this for 20 years in the US, and there are 28 couples who are together or still dating, as it turns out. But this, I don't know, this felt like the real thing. And I'm having a hard time seeing this as anything other than a golden situationship. It's ruining the illusion, and I hate it.
I think we will both have a lot to say about the effects of this on the future of Golden, on the future of Batchy, on what we think this means. But I think it would be good to just talk about what exactly has happened, how we got here.
So glad you asked. I prepared a timeline.
Okay, yes, fantastic.
Xavi, we spent years speculating that this might be on the cards. And I don't want to dismiss that as the very, very crucial first step in this journey. The Golden Bachelor as a franchise was teased for how long do you reckon? 5 years? Longer?
Quite a while. I would say there were rumblings about it for a number of years in terms of just people speculating that it could be the type of thing that might happen. But I think there was official signs from within the walls of Bachelor Nation for at least a couple of years leading up to this. And I think you're right that that's an important, as we're talking about like the elements that may have conspired to doom this relationship, I think the amount of attention, the amount of people's hopes and stuff is got to be a huge factor in why it did not last.
I think that's true. And I also think that like it's the responsibility of the show to have spent years making sure they got it right. And I think they really tried their best. I am certain that when they cast Gary Turner from Hudson, Indiana, they were like, this is our golden guy. This is a man who will set the franchise off in the right direction. And so they spend years looking for him. He has the story. He has the look. He has the demeanor and the pretense, I guess, of sensitivity.
Yeah, we've both followed this franchise through so many leads being picked.
Mm-hmm.
And never has one seemed so carefully decided upon. And so, you know, like it doesn't always seem like they have weighed every possible outcome in the way that I think they did here.
Right.
And for that to then come undone is telling.
To come undone so quickly in particular. And so this is how it happens. The Golden Bachelor films in mid-2023 and airs in late 2023. We talked about the Golden Wedding earlier. It's televised in the US on January 4. And at this time, it suggested that the couple are going to move together away from each of their families to a third location, South Carolina, some imagined midway point. And as you say, we move then into a whole other universe of BOH Pod. If you've not been keeping up with our Catching Kelsey series, firstly, what's wrong with you? Secondly, go back. You owe yourself. There's so much content about Travis Kelsey, and in particular, weirdly, about Redfoo, that you owe it to yourself. Evidently, this move to South Carolina did not happen.
South Carolina is sort of the Canberra of the United States. You're hearing it more and more. The midway point between Melbourne and Sydney.
Yeah, I understand this. And news of their divorce arrives on every day is April the 12th, 2024.
Mm.
meaning their relationship lasts 3 months and 1 week, less than 100 days, Xavier.
Now, a lot can happen in that amount of time, but one would think that from the heights we saw this relationship, and I don't think that the Golden Wedding was showing signs of a couple who were soon to divorce.
No.
I think, like, obviously, you know, whatever seeds were there may have been there and we didn't see them, but it did not occur to us basically at any point during our coverage of the Golden Wedding to even consider the possibility that something like this might happen so soon.
And we left on a high. We left with the cover band reminding us not to stop believing.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh,
and less than 100 days later, we've stopped. We are a city boy and a small town girl once again.
Right. We've gotten off the train, maybe? How's that metaphor work?
The midnight train is on a collision course with destiny.
If a small town boy and a city girl are on two different trains leaving the stations you fill in the blanks.
If I am to have a message for Gary and Teresa that emerges from this whole hullabaloo, it is this. Grow up.
You think they're not mature enough?
No, I don't think they were mature enough to handle the spotlight. I don't care.
I don't care is a strong statement for somebody who rushed into an emergency broadcast about the event.
But Xavier, the question that I really want to ask you is, like, is this just what happens when you consume food past the use-by date?
Do you think old people cannot experience love? Is that your
I think
your
old people cannot
here?
Make good reality love TV. Maybe that's the hypothesis that I'm gleaning here. What are you thinking about when it comes to the future of the franchise?
Look, I don't think the problem is that they are too old. I don't think the problem, because I think this happens to the young couples too. I think that's unreasonable. I think breaking up within 100 days, if anything, is the norm. You know, like
this is Kim Kardashian core,
yeah,
isn't it?
Well, it's just like every couple who's on The Bachelor, pretty much. There are a couple of rare exemptions.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for the most part, like, this is kind of what happens. So I don't think we can look at it as like, why did it not work with Goldie where it always works with regular Bachelor? I don't think that's the angle.
You're right. What I am getting at, though, is that they sold us so hard on this, and the degree and the precision and the care that they took to tell us this is going to work, and it's going to work because we've cast these women and look how real they are. They're farting and they're becoming their own little brand of micro-celebrity.
Right. I mean, a lot of members of this season of The Golden Bachelor popped up on Regular Bachelor this year.
Yes.
Some more than once. This is definitely like, as we've said, like a lot of eggs were put in this basket. And I do think that has something to do with like the degree to which it was assumed that this would work, that they had worked out everything perfectly, and the amount of pressure that was placed on this relationship succeeding has to have had a big part in why it didn't.
Yeah.
But also, I guess I'm interested in talking about the specifics of the breakup as far as they have been communicated to us.
Well, so I want to circle back to what Susan Knowles has said, because Susan and Kathy are now part of the Bachelor content universe. And so they're doing an Instagram live talking about what's happened. They're responding to people in the comments. And the short version, as told to us by Susan, is that neither of them could leave their families.
Mm. Yeah, I saw a clip that from the Good Morning America interview that happened overnight.
Yeah.
In which Gary and Teresa, and mostly Gary, sort of laid out the reasons. And it did seem to be quite geographical in nature.
Yeah.
You know, the two of them were stressing that they never fell out of love. There was not, they weren't like fighting or not getting along with each other. It's more of a practicality, which to me is very interesting because it seemed very much like they were keen to make something work. And, you know, from my limited perspective, it seems as though I find it difficult to imagine that being insurmountable, although I don't know what it's like to be their age and have their specific sort of family situations. It is curious that rather than try and still be a couple but live separately, or, you know, this is kind of my initial thought was just like,
yeah,
they have chosen divorce as the route to take to happiness here, which they're obviously entitled to do. But it almost feels like, as far as that explanation that we were given goes, it is like over-solving the problem. You know, yeah, what I mean? Like,
it feels like a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or just like, yeah, it's sort of like, this is one way to do it, but also another way to do it would be like, stay together and date, or, you know, like the decision has been made, like, if we can't do this the way we imagined it, the way that we told America it would be, and I assume that's a big part of it,
right?
Then we have to not do it.
Do you feel lied to by Gary?
Do you mean, was I lied to during the season, or was I lied to during this interview?
Well, let's start with the interview. Do you feel lied to by Gary during this interview?
I guess lied to is not necessarily the term I would land on, but I do feel like we've been given a version of events that smooths over everything to the highest possible degree, that is designed to make us not feel as though anyone is at fault, and this is simply like one of those things. I have a feeling that the announcement has been like sort of sanded down from its initial.
Definitely.
From whatever. Because like couples breaking up is not like fun. It's not a very light and easy choice that people make.
No.
So I get the impression that we were given the easiest to explain, you know, version of events, the most palatable explanation. And for most people, I'm sure that's enough. And obviously for us, I will be thinking about this until the day I die.
So that's the part of it that I have been really struggling with, because this is starting to feel to me like a skill that Gary has, is presenting the most sandpapered over, the most palatable way of presenting a situation to someone else, while also then acting upon whatever impetus that he might have.
One question that springs to my mind is something that came up quite late in the piece with Gary and Teresa, or Teresa, as the case may be, is this story that came up about a past relationship that he was in. And it seemed as though they had gotten on top of the bad press at the time. They were able to issue a sort of quick correction. Gary was able to get out there and get his side of events into the public knowledge. But in terms of like pieces of firm evidence of like events in this relationship that we have, which is not very many, that one assumes that that might be part of the conversation.
This is one of the few untelevised pieces of information in particular. And one thing that I really think about that is that when you experience I don't want to call it a hit piece, but a piece of investigative journalism from a reputed source like the Hollywood Reporter, certainly there has to be a level of papering over that has to be done. And I just feel like it's the same thing that's kind of happening here, where the network is doing their best to save their bacon.
It feels like no coincidence to me that this was announced very publicly on Good Morning America, which is sort of a sister show in some way to The Bachelor. A lot of big Bachelor announcements take place there. They're on the same network. I think they also had an exclusive with People Magazine, who is also like a very, very long-standing bedfellow of the Bachelor franchise. So one would imagine that all of this has been communicated to staff at, you know, ABC or at Goldie or, you know, producers or something, in order to workshop it into the version that will be, you know, most least damaging to the brand, least damaging to them personally, you know?
I now want to talk about Faith. Not the spiritual kind, but the woman who came third on this season. Because if you remember, she was sent home by Gary because she lives too far away. She's not going to move. I'm sensing hypocrisy here. Whether it was that Teresa did a better job of convincing Gary that that was true, or quite what, I don't know. But I, there's a certain amount of this that doesn't sit right with me, because he was so vehement that he wasn't going to move to where Faith was. Right. Him and Teresa were going to make it work, but the specifics were never discussed.
Yeah, and I understand that we can't see every single conversation that goes down, and a lot of this stuff makes more sense to play out in private.
Yeah.
But you're right that Faith stuff, it seemed very... He seemed very confident making the decision that it wasn't going to work with Faith for that reason, and that it was going to work with Teresa for that reason, and we're here on the other side of it.
He was also very cold in the execution of that, if you remember, the way that he so coolly lets Faith go after professing his true love for her in front of her whole family.
Right.
Just like... These are mirror experiences to me, except, you know, the next one is not just in front of her family and in front of television, but in a wedding wherein they dance to the Journey song that represents the journey that we're all going on with them.
Yeah. My mind is also drawn to the fact that The Golden Bachelorette has been greenlit. It is coming later this year, I believe. We do not at this point know who the lead of that series is. I'm not alleging any kind of conspiracy here or whatever, but it's interesting that this news has broken during the time when we're already all guessing at who might be a good choice for Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Would you consider Teresa to be a potential choice? Would that make any sense?
No. I could not. I don't want to see Teresa ever again.
Yeah, I think I agree. No shade to her, but if she was going to work for anyone, she was going to work for Gary, I think. You know, I don't even mean that, because she could meet anybody, but I just mean for a televised audience or whatever. Like, you know, we were so confidently sold that this was it, that it would be too difficult for them to try and restart.
Right. Right, the role that she played for Gary was the saccharine, doting grandma who was almost sycophantic in the way that she was excited about the prospect of being with Gary and being around Gary. And I can't see her as being the lead of this franchise.
Yeah, I think I agree. But I wonder, does what happened overnight damage the potential believability or potential excitement around upcoming seasons, whether they be of Golden Bachelorette, another Golden Bachelor, the Bachelor in general? You know, what does this mean for the brand?
I think that it introduces a level of cynicism that they're going to have to really, really work hard to overturn. And I think ultimately what it's going to require is a proofs in the pudding kind of relationship, either with the Golden Bachelorette or with whoever this next Golden Bachelor happens to be. I think they're going to roll it back. They have to. It was so well received. But I know that I am going to be approaching with more skepticism next time around. The exception that I will make is if it's Leslie.
Leslie would be a really good choice.
Yeah.
I think we've always kind of said that. And I think it would still make perfect sense to do Leslie regardless of what happened with Gary and Teresa.
I agree.
I also feel a little bit like if it was going to be Leslie, we might know by now, and it's kind of strange that we haven't heard anything. Does that mean they're asking around? Does that mean they're trying to get Leslie to agree? Like, it's a bit hard to say. But yeah, it does introduce those questions. One imagines that the producers of The Golden Bachelor are fucking shitting themselves a little bit right now.
Yes.
Because I think that proof of concept that you're talking about, they thought they had that. Mm-hmm. And I think they successfully convinced just about everybody in the audience of that show that they had that too. Starting strong in a way that the original Bachelor didn't.
Yeah.
With a relationship that looked like it was really built to last, in a way that, you know, showed that they still had it. You know?
Yeah.
Because I have to assume a lot of the uptick in viewers for Golden Bachelor are people who were at some point Bachelor or Bachelorette viewers who switched off and then got back into it. And what it felt like was a very persuasive argument that, like, this can still work. And especially if we strip away some of the sort of heightened dramatic reality TV elements and focus more on the personalities, that there is a possibility that we can still be a great matchmaking service for people, or, you know, whatever you call it.
And that this can be, like, cool and charming, and it can have old people and be real.
Yeah. Which I still believe, but, yeah, knowing that they fumbled... Well, you know, that's not... That's
I don't think the show fumbled the bag. I think Gary fumbled the bag.
Yeah, well, yeah. Is it Gary? Is it Teresa? Is it both? Is it Amazon? Did they not follow through? Did they not get the glassware that they ordered? Or
yeah,
whatever?
Maybe that's it.
Honestly?
What's happening to everything on the Golden Registry?
Okay, so this is that. I'm really glad you brought that up, because we don't know for sure if they were bought anything from that, right? Like, the idea of the Golden Registry was so that people like you and me could look at it and go like, oh, well, I guess I do need a new plate. I guess I'll have the one that's on this for some reason.
Yeah.
Did they get any, like, we don't know much about the perks that they got beyond having a big slapdash wedding. And maybe that's part of it, is like, they got their wedding paid for and that was great. And they got to, you know, have fancy cake and, you know, whatever. They had a lot of celebrity friends there or something. But like that also, we mentioned this when talking about the broadcast of the Golden Wedding, that it felt very much like it was a bachelor event first and a Gary and Teresa wedding second. You know, their friends and family were like, I mean, you saw some of Gary's family, but like mostly absent, not a big focal point. And there's a chance that that was just the broadcast that we saw, but there's also a good chance that that's kind of what the vibe of the wedding was. In which case, like, being surrounded by all of these like fame hungry Instagram, whatever, you know, like whatever you want to believe about the people who are in The Bachelor, that may not necessarily like underline the, you know, feelings that you're feeling. That may not necessarily make you go like, wow, this is all real and I am in a real marriage and this is built to last. It may sort of lend to that feeling that you get from being on a reality TV show of like, this is extremely heightened and interesting and crazy that's happening right now. And then when you get to the other side of it, it feels like a black hole by comparison, you know?
Right. Of a black hole of charisma, maybe even when it comes to what happens when the cameras turn off. And Zave, I don't know that I have too much more to cover off here. I think we've touched on the future of the franchise. I think we've touched on what's happened with the Golden Divorce.
What can our listeners do to send their support to Gary and Teresa?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think that if you could buy something off the Golden Registry for yourself now, maybe you can get it at a discount.
If that link is still active, definitely go there. We love Amazon. We love Jeff. everything they do is great. They're a company that's never done anything wrong. So get out there and shop the vote. I don't know. It felt like we needed to get on mic and just sort of react. We're both clearly shell-shocked.
This
may never be the same again.
I don't know. I feel like I will definitely have, I'll definitely have flashbacks to this. This is going to be one of the things that I talk to my psychologist about, not just next time, but next time as well and long into the future.
Right. Well, I mean, it's probably diagnosable PGBD.
Episode title.
Sure. Yeah, I guess so.
Listeners.
Yeah. I don't know, man. What do we do? What do we do?
I don't know that there is anything we can do.
You know what we have to do? We have to stand strong alongside each other.
Yeah.
We have to hold hands. We have to believe that there is a way forward, because if we don't believe, then there won't be one. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's right. Yeah, listeners, the moral of the story continues to be don't stop believing, and we will not stop here on the BOH pod. Coming up next, we are hurtling towards the end of this season of Catching Kelsey, 2 episodes to go in that BOH special series before we probably get into F-Boy Island time.
Oh, I think there'll be a little gap before then. I think we'll figure something else out before then.
Maybe a little special in the middle.
How's the new theme song for Catching Kelsey going? Thanks for asking. Haven't fucking started, panicking, shitting myself. We'll figure something out. I don't bulk on my promises unless I end up bulking on my promise, in which case I've really just doubled down on it even harder right now.
Yeah, truer words were never spoken, Gary Turner.
Is the gold tarnished? Is that something?
Yeah, is the shine off the bullion?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, price of gold is down, listeners, and the price of the BOH pod is whatever you choose to pay on patreon.com/ BOH pod. If you have enjoyed this episode, if you want to keep up with us, at BOH pod is where you can go to do it on Instagram, Twitter, whatever you got. Or you can join us in the Bachelor of Hearts Osh posting group on Facebook. Special congratulations to Alicia and to Glenn, two of our friendly, wonderful Osh posters who have just announced a pregnancy. So
the first BOH baby. Wait, is it? I think it is.
Hard to say.
Yeah, shouts out to the Zave heads as well. Told you there was no episode this week. Gotcha, bitch. Shouts out to Max as well. Max Nation, love you guys.
Keep it being the best.
On the other side of the aisle. There's no conclusion to this episode because we are still in the same state we entered.
That's right.
Feeling frazzled, feeling vajazzled.
Frazzled and vajazzled is, it is definitely the mood that we want to leave you in as well, listener, as we remind you of this, okay? Even though Gary does not love Teresa anymore, listener, we love you. Goodbye.
Running out of time, making most of what's before me, searching for a sign.